What is up, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Apple, Spotify, and everyone tuned in on the Texas Sports Unfiltered app? Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK live on Texas Sports Unfiltered and on the free TSU app. Today is Friday, December 19th, 2025, and the Buck and I are with you for the next 2 hours. On today's show, Pete Kwiatkowski out, Will Muschamp back as Texas's defensive coordinator. We'll talk about the move, how it happened, why it happened, and what it means for the future of the Texas Longhorns. We will recap that wild NFL game last night. We'll preview the NFL weekend coming up. Of course, we've got the beginning of the college football playoff tonight. We'll talk about the four first round games. Plenty more conversation surrounding the Texas Longhorns. A big update on a potential transfer portal target for Texas. We've got the Bucks Gold Star Locks. And how about the 10 most festive towns in America in honor of Christmas being just 6 days away? A lot to dive into in the world of sports and beyond on a Friday edition of the program. We appreciate y'all starting your weekends off with us. Happy Friday, my man. How are you this morning?
I am doing fabulous. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It was very nice yesterday. It's going to be just a little bit cooler than yesterday, but it was nice yesterday. It's sun's coming up here, bright skies. You know, our Christmas week, going into our Christmas week, going to be kind of warm. 75, 73, 75, 77, an 80 degree day. So, not doesn't seem like Christmas, but to me it does. It's fine with me. I don't need to see the snow. I've seen plenty of years of snow and sleet and rain. I like it just like it is right now. It's fine. It doesn't need to be in the high 80s. 70s and 60s is fine.
Yeah, it seems like we're getting close to Halloween, not close to Christmas.
Yeah. The leaves on some of the oak trees are changed up, and some of these Spanish oaks are all red now. It's actually fall. It looks like fall instead of winter here for sure.
This is what fall is like. And I guess technically it still is fall, right? The winter starts on Sunday.
Well, I'll let you know when the winter starts. You'll try to let them know, but I'll let you know when winter starts.
Well, it sure as hell is not going to feel like winter when it actually starts.
No.
It's interesting weather, but look, I mean, there were a bunch of people outside yesterday. It was gorgeous yesterday, going to be gorgeous throughout the weekend and into next week, like you're saying.
The roads will be crowded because people are up and going.
Yeah, take advantage of it, though. Get outside a little bit, not just on the roads. Go walk around. Go enjoy this unseasonably warm weather that we've got here in Central Texas. Get out and do something.
Good to take a nice walk. I actually took my big dog for a walk the other day.
Whoa.
I generally don't take him outside the gates, but I took him for a walk. Well, he took me for a walk.
You let him out of prison?
Yeah, he took me for the walk, though. Going up the hill is nice because he can pull me straight up the hill.
Does he run?
Oh, he'll get a little jog going, and he can take me wherever he wants me to go. You know, yeah. He just gives out real quick. He just needs water. He didn't get to go the mile and a half deal. He just says, I'm not going this far. I got a big water bucket over there waiting for me. I know exactly where, I know how far I'm going. He looks back at me like, you don't really want to go this far either, old man.
How much does that dog weigh, Buck?
About 145.
He's about your weight, so we really can pull you around.
Yeah, he can pull me. He can actually pull me.
Oh, man.
But it's all right. It's like I said, it's good to get out in the neighborhood and go for a walk, say hello to the folks around, you know, during the holiday season. Yeah. Good morning, soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those who fight for us each and every day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate everything you do for us each and every day. And to you and your families, please be safe out there.
Yes, indeed. Again, happy Friday. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Happy everything to everybody tuned in.
Absolutely.
I was not expecting to be talking about this morning. Right after the show ended yesterday, I'm like, all right, my mind's always thinking about what we're going to talk about the next day. I'm trying to figure out, okay, what Texas stories are out there? What can we get into? Or are we just going to be spending a lot of time talking about the college football playoff and a bunch of other stuff? And then, man, yesterday afternoon, out of nowhere, I got a text from my girlfriend's dad. He's the guy who broke the news to me. And I'm like, I saw his name pop up on my phone. I'm like, oh shit, what did I do this time?
Yeah, of course.
And I open the text and it's a picture of a tweet from CJ Vogel of On Texas Football. And it says that Pete Kwiatkowski is gone and Will Muschamp has been rehired as Texas's defensive coordinator. And my initial thought, Buck, I was so shocked by seeing that tweet that I thought CJ had gotten hacked. It's like, there's no way somebody hacked him, or this is just a bit. He's trying to mess with people, whatever. So I went to Twitter, and sure enough, a bunch of other people had confirmed the same thing. And within minutes, the University of Texas had released a statement saying that, no, the news is actually true. Pete Kwiatkowski gone after 5 years as the defensive coordinator in Austin and back in the ATX.
From the boom.
Boom. Will Muschamp, your thoughts on the wild story from way out of left field yesterday?
Yeah, that firing comes because there's probably a just total difference in philosophies of how Sark and Kwiatkowski want to do things. You know, Sark may want something and he's kind of standing his ground and he's just letting Kwiatkowski know, this is the way I want things to be run. And that's you know, you get difference in philosophies. You get into a, you know, 5 or 6 years. You know, I don't know why. I think the philosophy on the defense has been pretty good over the last couple of years. I don't know what would make Sark think that his offense is scoring enough points and doing enough things that the defense sucks. So it's just a different, it just happens. The boss wants something totally different than, you know, his coordinator wants. And he just says, well, we can't agree at all on this. You're fired. I'll find somebody that will agree.
Does this just happen, though?
I mean, it's probably been a little build up. I mean, he's not doing anything with his offensive line coach. I think there's a difference in philosophy there, too. So this is what totally surprised me, is the guy on defense, his philosophy has been pretty good over the last couple of years, got you to 2 semifinals. And, you know, because your offense put them in a bad way over the last year, I don't know what the difference in philosophy would be. Except for that guy, unless he's outspoken about the way Sark handles the offense, that could be it too.
Well, there's a clear difference in philosophy between Pete Kwiatkowski and Will Muschamp. There's no denying that. And I think you're onto something. I think you're dead right that is why this change got made. You know, Pete Kwiatkowski, and I don't want this to sound as an indictment on PK. I don't have anything bad to say about that guy, and I'll be forever grateful for his contributions to the Texas football program.
Sure.
But he's more of a bend, don't break type of coordinator.
Yes, he is. He's not aggressive. Will Muschamp, at Georgia, wherever he's been, let's go get him. Let's sick him. Let's come from all directions. And it's chancy at times. And, you know, Kwiatkowski, I just got to believe he couldn't be that chancy with the guys that he had in his secondary. He didn't want to be that way because he knew his defensive line that he could sustain with that defensive line and those linebackers. So maybe, you know, at the end of this, all of this, and both coaches knowing you don't have any linebackers next year, still chance to be blitzing people that aren't great linebackers too.
Well, he's always been don't break, though. Like, even the last couple of years when the secondary was a lot better. Like, I mean, Pete Kwiatkowski is just not a super aggressive defensive coordinator. And it worked. Right. I mean, Texas had an elite defense these last couple of years. I mean, the Longhorns had the third-ranked scoring defense in America in 2024. And this year they took a little bit of a step back, as the entire team obviously did, but they were still ranked in the top 25 in that category. But that's the biggest difference between those two guys, I think. And there are a couple of other differences too, but one coach is bend, don't break. The other coach is, I want to break you. So that's a part of this decision here. And I mean, I did not see this one coming. We had talked a lot about some potential other changes coming to the Texas coaching staff, and whether or not Chris Jackson would be retained as wide receivers coach. Dwayne Akina also got let go as part of yesterday's news. That was kind of the worst kept secret. I think everybody who covers the team has been talking about that. I think every fan who pays attention has been thinking that was going to happen. But we were talking about those types of moves. You know, maybe Kyle Flood, could he be on the chopping block as well? Again, this move totally surprised everybody. I get it. You know, Pete Kwiatkowski's a West Coast guy.
There's some jobs that are going to be opened up that way.
Right. Some rumblings starting to pop up that he wanted to get back to the West Coast. And I don't think he's going to be out of work very long. Oregon's got a defensive coordinator opening. USC might have one soon. Sure. UK's a great defensive mind. But those rumblings weren't loud enough to where anybody was really reporting on him before yesterday.
Right.
So I don't think this was a mutual parting of ways or anything. I don't think this was Pete Kwiatkowski going to Sark and be like, hey, is there somebody out there you can hire to replace me so I can go closer to home, please?
No. This is a philosophy difference. And just I need you to do this. Well, coach, that's not how I do. That's not how I coach things. Okay, then I'm going to get somebody else. That's just the way that rolls.
Yeah. And, I mean, Steve Sarkisian released a statement, and the University of Texas released a statement, you know, right after the decision was made yesterday afternoon, basically indicating, I'll go ahead and read it right now. I'll do a little screen share, too. So, everybody, well, that's the wrong statement, actually. I'm not going to do that. But he basically indicated that he thinks that this decision, this move, gives Texas the best chance at success moving forward. Gave a lot of praise to PK for what he did during his 5 years in Austin, but says he feels like this is the right move for his team at the time. He said, quote, but at this time, we just felt like it was best for our program to move in a different direction. And having the opportunity to hire Will Muschamp provides us the leadership to take our defense to another level. Will is a guy I've known for a long time, always admired, and is as good of a defensive mind and coach as I've ever coached against. His defenses are relentless. He absolutely gets the best out of his staff and players, and is such an extremely well-respected coach. I know Longhorn Nation knows him well. He led some incredible defenses here on the 40, and I'm so fired up to be bringing him back to Texas. He'll be an awesome addition to our staff.
Well, there's no doubt about him being aggressive and getting after it and being, you know, but it's chancy. This will be all on the head coach, just like keeping the offensive line coach. And, I mean, obviously he's in step and lockstep with his offensive line coach, because I don't think anything's – I think this is it. It would surprise me if anybody else is gone from there now.
Oh, well, I still think Chris Jackson is likely on his way out because he's not under contract beyond the Michigan game.
Yes.
And there are all sorts of rumors. I mean, there was talk last year about him wanting to get back to the NFL.
Yes.
And NFL teams don't like paying buyouts for coaches. So last year, Chris Jackson couldn't get an NFL job because he still had 1 year this year remaining on his Texas contract. Right. Now his contract is over. It expires after this game.
Yeah, that contract is not signed. So you're right.
So that I do think there's at least that change coming to the staff. But yeah, in regards to Kyle Flood, in regards to, you know, Texas hiring an offensive play caller to replace Steve Sarkisian, I would be very surprised if that happens at this point. Either of those things happen at this point.
Yeah, Dwayne Aquino's on his way out too. I got to believe this is just retirement time for Coach Aquino.
Yeah, that one had to happen. I mean, this secondary, and some of this falls on PK, but I think more of it falls on Dwayne Aquino. I mean, Texas was 7th in the country in passing defense in 2024. They were 101st in the country in passing defense this year. There were scheme issues. It also felt like non-starters were completely ignored because anytime somebody got hurt, the secondary fell apart.
Yeah.
It had me wondering if Dwayne Aquino was literally coaching anybody besides the
first four or
five. Yeah. It's like whenever, you know, Manny Muhammad didn't play against Florida, the secondary sucked. Michael Taft and Jelani McDonald missed basically all the Mississippi State game. The secondary sucked. Like, you look at the worst secondary performances Texas had, there's talent in the defensive backfield. There's a bunch of 4- and 5-star guys that Texas had, but anytime a starter went down, there was a massive drop off in play.
Yeah. So, I mean, very seldom at a guy like PK's age is it, I need to get back to the West Coast. I mean, that's my number one thing, unless he's got, you know, older parents there or something that he needs to be around. I mean, that's about it. I mean, he's got a grown family,
right?
That's here. You can live anywhere in the country if you've got a great job or you're at a great university. But to get back home means there's some people you may want to be able to take care of and see as they age, you know?
All right. Well, again, I do expect
maybe his kids are back. Maybe he has had older kids that are back that way.
I expect him to get a job, and I do expect him to get a job on the left coast. But I did not hear anything, and enough people who are way more tied into the team than I did did not hear anything to where they felt like reporting that, oh, Pete Kwiatkowski really wants to go home, so he's going to leave Texas.
Right. I think that's a philosophy change. That's a difference. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of saving face, I think, for people who cover this team who, I don't want to be caught off guard. I can never be caught off guard. I'm so tied in with everything that's happening. So now I'm going to say, Pete Kwiatkowski really wanted to go home. We didn't see that or hear that before yesterday. So
you want to go to San Diego State instead of Texas? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't think he's going to do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. That's what people want you to think. He just wants to go back. That could be a part of it too, but I think it's just the philosophy of what Sark is looking for, what he wants to do. Yeah. And, PK is like, no, dude, I've been doing this for a while and I'm doing it pretty well. Why am I going to change? I need to change this. Right. Yeah, if you want me to blitz a little bit more, that's fine. But your offense needs to be a little bit better too, coach.
That's the thing.
That would help.
Over the last 3 years, the defense has been the more consistent side of the football for Texas. So more people, again, were asking for a change with the offense than a change with the defense.
Right.
I mean, all the comments, all the texts that we've gotten on this show, it's been about, hey, you got to get rid of Kyle Flood, or, hey, we got to hire an offensive play caller. I don't think we had seen one person say PK needs to go. Like, throughout this entire year, even when the defense struggled, and they did struggle in the second half outside of the A&M game, there were some disappointing performances down the stretch for that Texas defense. But even then, it felt like, Pete Kwiatkowski had built up enough goodwill with Longhorn fans that nobody was asking for a change there. Yet a change does get made, and it's, Steve Sarkisian's made some risky moves and some big decisions during his 5+ years as the head man in Austin. This is by far and away the riskiest and boldest move.
Absolutely. Well, the same would come if he did that with his offensive line coach, because as I told you, those guys are hard to come by. You pop one of those guys away, you better have your backup plan better be pretty good at this level.
Well, the Texas offensive line sucked this year. The defense didn't suck this year.
No.
So that's why it's like, you feel better about getting rid of the offensive line because it just wasn't good enough. Again, the defense wasn't bad this season.
No, it wasn't. But, that offensive line could be worse even. That's what scares
it. It could not be worse than what it was this year.
It could be worse. I believe.
How could they their worst running game in 81 years? It could be worse?
I believe it could be even worse. I mean, I was surprised that it got to be as good as it was at the end there. Those guys are terrible.
Right. So I don't think it could be worse because the guys were terrible.
Well, it could be worse, but hopefully that'll get fixed. I don't know if it's a philosophy change with what's going on with Sark and his offensive line coach. They seem to be in lockstep of what's going on. I don't think Coach Flood is going to have much say in who Sark is looking when it comes to offensive linemen and who they're going after, though.
Well, then why have him as your offensive line coach if you're not going to let him evaluate? That's the.
Well, he's going to be able to evaluate, but Sark's going to make final decisions on I believe the players from the portal when it comes to line play.
Yeah, Sark always has the final say as the head coach. But if you don't trust your offensive line coach enough to allow him to do at least part of that job, then you should have gotten rid of him a long time ago.
Yeah, well, Sark's a pretty good. I mean, his judgment, I would think, an offensive lineman would be okay.
Sure.
I mean, he's been an offensive guy forever.
But you're right. I just don't understand why you'd keep Kyle Flood around if that's the way you're going about this. But I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think you think he's going anywhere either. The other part, let me finish this, I guess. It's the boldest move that Steve Sarkisian has ever made. And it's a move that kind of turns up the temperature on his seat a little bit. Now, don't hear that and say, I'm saying Steve Sarkisian's on the hot seat. I'm not. But, Buck, if this defense, which has been, again, one of the best in college football over the last 3 years.
Yes.
A big part of why Texas made those two playoff runs, those two runs to conference championship games, and the fact that Texas was the first team in the sport since 2019 to beat three top 10 teams in the same year here in 2025. if this defense goes from what it's been and they take a step back next year, then it's not just Will Muschamp people are going to be pointing fingers at.
Oh, no. It's going to be in the guy who switched out coordinators or let one get away.
Yeah. So that's – look, they say fortune favors the bold. That theory is going to be put to the test with this
decision. Yes.
From Steve Sarkisian. But, man, so I mentioned my first thought when this came out was shock. I think every Texas fan's first thought was shock. But my second thought was pretty freaking excited that Coach Boom is back.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, he'll be – you're talking about getting after it now. You know what you have to get after it, though, don't you? Players that can get after it.
Yeah, and I think Texas does. The last 2 years, I think PK, like 2023 and 2024, I think he got the absolute most out of his players and the most out of his defense. This year, I don't quite feel that way. Again, the defense was still very good. I just don't think it performed to its potential, especially in the second half of the season. Man, Will Muschamp, when he was at Texas, it just felt like he always got the most out of his guys. And I think part of the reason – I'm willing to admit that part of the reason why I'm so excited about this reunion is nostalgia. Like 2008 to 2010, I was 14 to 16 years old. Very formative years in my life going into high school, and I was very locked in on Texas football. And that guy was a huge reason why. Like, I loved everything about that guy, Buck. His energy, his passion, what he did to chalkboards and whiteboards, and most importantly, the results for the Texas defense. Like, that guy, I think, is the best defensive coordinator that Texas has ever had, especially in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. So I'm – if you were going to make a move like this, you That's better have had somebody that you knew who was going to be really good to take over. And I think you've got somebody really good to take over.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, he's just proven how good he is. And it's, you know, and he's been at a place now that he's been awesome. You know, he's been around Kirby Smart. I mean, it's you bring that kind of energy to Texas defense that's been good, that's had good players. Can't get any better than that. So, you know, I have nothing against PK. There are times where I wish he would bring the house a little bit more, you know. But Coach Muschamp, he brings it all the time, just about. I mean, he doesn't let you rest.
No, not at all. And I just think, like, of some of the complaints that we did get about PK's defense this year, some of the things that we talked about on this show, you know, soft coverage, right? Yeah. Defensive backs giving big cushions to opposing wide receivers. You know, Texas playing that prevent soft zone defense when they had leads late in the fourth quarter.
Right.
The lack of blitzes that you're talking about from the second and third level, like those things, that's what PK did. Again, bend don't break kind of philosophy. Those things that you might not have liked this year, Will Muschamp is getting rid of that. And that's the philosophy change right there. Again, bend don't break to we are going to break you. And I think of, you know,
go ahead. And PK, he's got to prove it now. He's got a guy who can recruit because of where he's been.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. PK's biggest flaw as a coach, he just wasn't a really good recruiter. He didn't care for it. Now, it didn't matter. Texas had enough elite recruiters on the staff. Like, look at the class rankings. They had no problems bringing in elite talent. And PK, like, they didn't ask him to really do that. They knew what he was good at, which was developing guys once they got to campus. But, yeah, you do get – and Will Muschamp's not the most elite recruiter in the world, but he is an upgrade when it comes to that. And I think that's another sort of benefit that you get with this type of decision.
Sure. He's been in the SEC, so he understands the recruiting. He understands the areas that they've put him in. So this could be big. You know, you got a running back coach that can recruit this part of the country, you know, in Louisiana and Florida, and now you got – a guy who can get you into the Atlanta area. This is awesome.
Yeah. Mike Torres, by the way, with the super chat asking if there's any situation where Arch Manning comes back in 2027. I would say if he gets hurt next year, he would be back in 2027. I don't want that to happen. I'd be very surprised if he does. But he does have 2 years of eligibility remaining. So I guess he could, but no, I think something would have had to have gone horribly wrong for the 26 Longhorns for Arch Manning to be back in 27. But more than mention that, thanks for the super chat, Mike. Yeah, but like another huge element of why this move happened is, like you said, I mean, Will Muschamp's been at Georgia since 2021. Who has been the biggest thorn in Texas's side since moving to the SEC? Georgia. And the Longhorns 0-3 against the Bulldogs in the last 2 years. And their offense, they haven't cracked 20 points in those games against Kirby Smart. So not only does Will Muschamp coach up a really good defense, but he also knows the intricacies of Kirby Smart's defense.
For sure.
And has absolutely destroyed Steve Sarkisian's offense.
Yeah, that hurts Kirby big time losing this dude.
I think so. I mean, you know, Will Muschamp was the co-defensive coordinator and safeties coach for the two title teams at Georgia, 22 and 23. He was on the staff in 21 as well. The last 2 years, he's taken more of a step back. This year especially, he's spent more time with his family. He's still been on the staff. He still had a role, but he hasn't been a position coach or a coordinator. He's been a defensive analyst. That's been his actual title. But, I mean, he has still been involved. And, yeah, I think, I mean, Kirby Smart, we all know, is one of the best defensive minds in the sport. You pair him with Will Muschamp these last few years, it's not a coincidence that the Dogs' defense has been as ridiculously good.
Yeah, they've got players all over the NFL. They're everywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a part of it. Like, you get a guy who, again, has always been regarded as an elite defensive mind in this sport. But you hire a guy from the program that you haven't been able to beat and the program that you're trying to become with Georgia. So I like that move. You weaken your biggest rival with that too.
Yeah, you're hurting them a little bit.
Yeah. So that's like, I'm pumped.
It didn't look real when I saw it yesterday. It sure didn't look real. I'm like, come on, this is not, why would this happen?
Right. Yeah. It caught everybody by surprise. I think it threw everybody for a loop. And I would bet a lot of Longhorn fans had the same instant reaction that I had, where it's like, this has to be a joke. Like, someone got hacked. There's no way this is really real. And sure enough, it did. And man, I'm pretty impressed with Steve Sarkisian. Like, the fact that with how many people cover Texas football and cover him and everything that he does and everything that this team does, the fact that he was able to keep this thing under wraps for as long as he did. I mean, nobody really knew about this until it actually happened. That's pretty impressive in the age of social media that we live in.
Plus the guy he's got in the playoffs.
Yeah, look at these. Photoshop's pretty good, man. We already got good Photoshopped pictures of Will Muschamp in Texas gear. That's impressive.
Now, what will Muschamp do? He won't be coaching the playoffs.
Will Muschamp's coaching the Citrus Bowl for Texas.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's gone. He's gone, gone.
Yeah. Again, he didn't have a major role. This is not Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss before the playoffs.
So he wasn't an assistant on the assistant coaching payroll, the nine guys or how many guys they have at this time.
No, not these last 2 years.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty easy for Will Muschamp to leave right now. Because, again, yeah, he did not have a major role.
He doesn't have a real contract with them. Not really. Yeah,
I don't know the details of his contract there, but clearly it was
whatever the $27,000 or $30,000 they pay you, it's taken care of.
Yeah, it was pretty easy for him to get out of it. So yeah, I mean, he's going to coach the Texas defense in that bowl game. Maybe he's at practice today. I don't know. I don't know how quick. Actually, I don't think Texas is practicing today. No, they are practicing today. So maybe he's already here. Maybe he's already at practice.
Well, he'll be here shortly. He'll be here by Monday. We know that.
Yeah, everyone's reporting that Will Muschamp, Coach Boone, will be coaching the bowl game, which is good. Like, give the current players some insight onto who their new defensive coordinator is going to be. I think more importantly, you give Coach Boone the opportunity to see what he's got with this defense.
This is a good time to meet the team. This is a good time to meet everybody.
Absolutely. And, you know, the transfer portal opens up January 2nd, which is 2 days after the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. So it gives, you know, Coach Boone some time to look at these players in practice, look at his guys in that bowl game and decide, all right, do I feel good about these dudes? Or, hey, Sark, we need to go really attack these areas in the transfer portal.
Wait, I got a couple guys at Georgia that are getting ready to start that may be thinking about hitting the portal. Sorry about that, Kirby.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I have a hard time believing that Texas is going to be able to bring in any high impact players from Georgia, but where do I sign if I can sign?
Just one will do.
Yeah, that would be great. But look, Will Muschamp, I mean, he's, again, even though he hasn't had a super permanent role with Georgia these last two seasons, he's been very tied in to that team, and he also has been tied into Texas. Georgia and Texas have played a lot.
You're right.
Texas has been one of the best teams in the SEC. Like, he's been paying attention to what the Longhorns have been doing. So I say that to say that, like, Will Muschamp is not like, oh, who are these guys? Like, what are they doing? Oh, shit, I got to watch a ton of film because I've been totally out of the game for a long time. Like, no, he knows a lot about this team already. And obviously the fact that he is coming in right now is –
And obviously, he and his family are excited to get back to Austin, too, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. They really loved their time in Austin, yes, according to everything. And, man, we'll try to get one of Coach Boom's former players on the show next week. But every time, I mean, you and I, on the show, off the show, whatever, every time you talk to anybody who was ever coached by Will Muschamp at Texas, I mean, these players would run through a brick wall for that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's insane the energy that he shows up with every single day, just the motor that he always had. And he's not just that. I mean, he's an incredibly detail-oriented guy that is locked into every aspect of the defenses that he coaches.
Colin Simmons will have a great year under that guy.
But yeah, I mean, and you saw some of the reaction on Twitter and other
social media. That dude will be lined up everywhere.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. Again, a lot of it is probably nostalgia for what Coach Boom did from 08 to 2010. But, man, it's going to be fun. It is
could be worth the risk.
Time will tell if it's worth the risk. Because it is a big risk for Steve Sarkisian to make. But I'm excited. I like it. I think it's a great hire, and I'm fascinated to see what this defense looks like moving forward.
Now, was Dwayne Aquino with him at that time here?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah, Coach Aquino is probably just ready to retire.
Period. Well, yeah, I don't, you know, that one may have been more mutual, but even if it wasn't mutual, I think Texas had to move on because, you know, speaking of nostalgia,
70 years old, you got to have a lot of energy, brother.
Well, you got to be good at your job. I think he has energy, but Buck, I could go to the sideline and jump up and down and cheer and be rah-rah guy, but the defense would suck if I'm calling the shots and that the secondary just wasn't good enough this year.
Yeah, they got to be able to listen to you. You still have to bring something to the table when it comes to the coaching part.
Yeah, so I hope this dose of nostalgia with Coach Boom is a lot more successful than the dose of nostalgia that we got with Dwayne Aquino coming back, because that one just didn't work. All right, more on this, a lot more to unpack. Coach Boom back in Austin, Pete Kwiatkowski gone, a stunning change from Steve Sarkisian yesterday. We'll talk more about what it means and why it happens in a moment. But first, Buck, how about our first round of sponsor shout-outs?
Shout-out to our friends over at Relax the Back. I'm sitting in my Relax the Back chair right now, and my back over the last couple of days, BK, is I'm almost totally pain-free. And there's not many days since I had thoracic back surgery that I feel that way. But I've been sitting in this chair when I'm not doing the show. It feels absolutely great. The support I get with this chair is magnificent. And, folks, you can get the same zero-gravity recliners that relax the back, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, pillows, all the accessories that you need. Heal and recover, work smarter, sleep reimagined, and live pain-free at Relax the Back, folks. They have two stores at BK's at the Hill Country Gallery across from Whole Foods and North Austin at the Gateway Shopping Center. Folks, do, as I said, live pain-free like the Buck at Relax the Back. Love this cheer.
I went to the Hill Country Galleria location of Relax the Back yesterday. Yes. Super clean, great people. Shout out Brian. Shout out Michael. Tuned in this morning. Shout out to our guy Jason. Yeah, they got you, man. I was scared to sit in one of those things. The guy's like, hey, do you want to sit in one of our new chairs? I'm like, dude, I'm not getting up.
If I sit down, I'm not getting out of one of those.
I'll be sleeping until you guys close the store. And then you know what? There's a mattress over there. I might just sleep here tonight. Whatever.
Absolutely.
Love Relax the Back. Shout out to them. Also love our great friends at McCall Custom Homes. If you want to upgrade your home here this holiday season, or maybe it's a New Year's resolution, you want to remodel that kitchen, you want to renovate that master bathroom, you want to add on to your home. Maybe you want to add some new life to your outdoor space, any of those things. McCall Custom Homes, they can hook you up. They're the best at what they do. It's a father-son team with more than 40 years of experience here in Central Texas. So they know what it takes to turn a Central Texas home into something truly special. They're licensed. They're insured. They've been around. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They use high-quality materials. And look, we trust our homes to McCall Custom Homes. The Buck has had work done at his place. Rodney has had work done at his place by McCall and his great team. They are the absolute best. And again, free estimates right now for TSU listeners. All you have to do is go to their website, McCallCustomHomesATX.com, or you can reach out to our good buddy Mike McCall directly, 512-633-9580. It's McCall Custom Homes. We build value into your home.
And our friends over at the Lee Kitchen and Tavern, Cobb Salad, all-day breakfast, and happy hour from 3 to 6 daily. You don't want to miss out on that. The specials that they have on single glasses of wine, select cocktails, and, of course, those specialty beers. And Lonnie's, how about Lonnie's eggnog? Got to try that this weekend. Well, regular eggnog. It can't have anything in it, but I'm going to tell Lonnie to chill out on that for me. But they got shrimp cocktail, of course, steakhouse wedge. The classic sundae on a sundae would be fantastic at the Lee Kitchen and Tavern. Pulled pork sliders, great hamburgers there. Four great locations, Lakeway, Belterra, Bee Caves, and Avery Ranch for our friends at the Lee Kitchen and Tavern.
Yes, indeed. And shout out to Waterloo Printing and Graphics as well. The Buck is rocking one of our TSU lids this morning. All of our merch, all of our hats, shirts, signs, koozies, got one in my hand right now, all made by Adam and his great team at Waterloo. So if you have a business that needs merch, that needs anything, if you've got a big event coming up, New Year's party, bull watching party, holiday party, whatever, you need some cups, some napkins, some custom signs, you name it, reach out to our buddy Adam, 512-300-9641, or you can find him on Instagram as well, at Waterloo Printing. All right. Yeah. Again, the big news of yesterday, Coach Boom back at the University of Texas. You know, I am fascinated to see not only with this move, but with the firing of Dwayne Aquina, where Texas goes to replace him as the secondaries and safety coach. And the first name that I have seen linked to that opening is Blake Gideon, Buck, who, of course, was a part of Steve Sarkisian's staff for a number of years, obviously played at Texas and played under Will Muschamp back in the late aughts. Now, Blake Gideon left Texas to become the defensive coordinator at Georgia Tech this year, did a pretty good job in that role. But despite that, despite the fact that he would be taking a demotion in title to come back to Texas, there's a lot of smoke to Blake Gideon coming back. And you know, Gideon did a great job. Obviously, Texas had one of the best passing defenses in America his last year in Austin in 2024. So maybe.
Yeah, to go get the experience of being a coordinator and then coming back here, that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I'd love that get. Maybe another reunion coming Texas fans' way with Gideon coming back. Again, nothing official right there, but that's just the first name that some of the insiders have been talking about to this point. And yeah, I mean, I thought Gideon did a really good job, especially towards the end of his Texas tenure. But like you said, to go as a defensive coordinator for a solid Georgia Tech team and be the coach, be the defensive coordinator under Brent Key, who is a really good defensive mind in this sport. Like, that's a good guy to learn from. Now you bring what you learned back to Austin. I think you could do a lot worse if you're Texas.
Oh, yeah. No, I think if you can get him to come back, that'd be great.
Yeah, and it sounds like that could be in the works right now there too. So, yeah, man, again, I'm excited. You look, anytime you see a coaching change like this, I always think about checking boxes, right? I want to bring in an assistant coach who's going to check a lot of boxes. And I feel like Will Muschamp, I got to get used to talking about Muschamp again. I feel like he checks a lot of boxes, but the development thing, Buck, Texas had 12 defensive players drafted from 2009 to 2011. And Muschamp was obviously here from 08 to 2010. So we're talking about those 09 to 2011 drafts. 12 players on his side of the ball drafted in those 3 years. Like, he's got a proven track record of doing that and getting the absolute most out of his players too.
Yeah, I mean, they've some of the areas that they struggle in, they have changed that out. They've changed the defensive backfield, the running back position. They're still leaving the old line position still there. And I think Sark has such a relationship with the offensive line coach. He knows how really risky that is when you change offensive line coaches. He really does, BK. I think that's just a part of, here's what Sark's saying to him. Here is what we're going to do. Here's one of the type of players I'm going to look for. I'm going to be very much involved in this. And if I want that guy, he's coming. You coach him up, I'll select a bunch of them too. So the offensive line coach will not be on an island by himself picking and choosing players, whether it's in the portal or recruiting anymore, I don't believe.
No, I agree with you there. Going back to the defense, though, does Will Muschamp get ultimate authority when it comes to the transfer portal immediately when he gets to Austin?
I've got a feeling that Sark is still going to have his hand pretty much in a lot of stuff from this point on. As you said, because things get turned up, because that he gets turned up a little bit more, that's when the guys want more control. Now, maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe you should trust in him enough to know exactly what he's looking for. But once the heat gets turned up, you start to say, I need to have a little bit more control of this situation. So I think he'll have his hand in that too. I mean, but he's going to let him do his thing in the first year, I got to believe.
Yeah. You know, I think a big part of this, and, you know, this is Steve Sarkisian, like not wanting to give up offensive play calling.
Give into some of this stuff, maybe.
Well, we started the show with this, right? I just have a very hard time. I know this year didn't go the way that Texas fans wanted it to go, but I have a very hard time. It's not like this year was horrible for the Longhorns. I mean, they were one win away and a couple of spots away from being in the college football playoff. They're not Penn State. They're not Clemson. They're not LSU. Could have been a lot worse around here. So I say that to say that I have a very hard time thinking that both play callers are going to be replaced on this football team.
Sure.
And changing the defensive play caller, I think, eliminates any possibility of Steve Sarkisian bringing in an offensive play caller to help him out. And, you know, I had wanted, and I still do want, Steve Sarkisian to take more of a CEO kind of role around here, because I do think, I mean, look at the penalty numbers for Texas these last few years. Yes. Some of the game management decisions these last couple of years just haven't quite been up to snuff. And I think it's easy to explain that. It's because Steve Sarkisian is focused on also coordinating an offense.
Yeah, and calling the plays. You're right.
Calling plays for an offense. So I had hoped he had done more of that. But because I don't think he's given that up, I think he's going to give Coach Boom, like, same thing Pete Kwiatkowski had. Like, you are the defensive guy. I am going to focus on the offense. Yes, I'm still the head coach, but you are in charge of every aspect of this defense. You make it work so I can worry about my side of the football.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I fully expect Coach Boom to have, you know, full-time power and autonomy. Now, Steve Sarkisian, we talked about how much Will Muschamp knows this Texas personnel because he's been in the SEC and coming up with game plans to coach against Texas. Obviously, Steve Sarkisian knows it better than Coach Boom does. So Sark knows more of exactly what Texas needs from the portal. So this time around, yeah, I think it'll be more of a collaborative effort to figure out, okay, how are we going to attack this offseason? But after that, again, I think it's going to be similar to what PK had, where it's like, man, that's your side of the ball. You are in charge. Make it happen. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, because this is a big move. This is a big move to fire that dude. And it says fired.
Yeah.
It doesn't say this is a mutual parting. I got another job. I'm ready to get back to all these things that people are saying. I'm trying to get back to where it said fired.
I don't think the Texas statement used that word in particular. They never really used that word. But yeah, I mean, that's what it was. That's what it was right here. So bold move from Steve Sarkisian. And again, the defense has been better than the offense. At least more consistent than the offense the last 3 years.
Can't fire yourself.
So a lot of the criticism of this move is like, you're looking at the wrong thing, Sark. Like, yeah, you have something holding your team back, but it hasn't been the defense. It's been your side of the football. So maybe bring somebody in to help that. And in Sark's eyes, maybe he's done enough by hiring a new running backs coach. Like, hey, Jabbar Jalouk, that's it. That's the offensive fix that we need. Everybody else is good enough. Again, we'll see what happens with Chris Jackson at wide receivers coach. Maybe if he leaves, Sark's like, all right, two position coach changes. That's good. We're going to keep everything else we have. That'll be enough to turn our offense around. But the defense has been better than the offense these last few years. And yeah. I know the defense, look, the second half of this season wasn't great. There were a lot of things that we didn't like. But still, throughout the course of this season, Buck, the more consistent side of the ball for the longer, even here in 2025, PK's last year in Austin was his defense.
Yes, you're right.
So it's being viewed by some, and I think those some have an argument of just deflection of blame from the head coach. It's like, man, we haven't been bad because of me. We've been bad because of him. We need an upgrade of him. We don't need to change anything with me. I'm doing just fine as the offensive play caller. And again, Sark, just the water in the tub, he turned up the temperature a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the last guy I look to. You know, if I'm looking for distractions, getting rid of my defensive coordinator would be the last on my list of distractions on that football team. And I don't know where he wants people to look. Like he's made, you know, bringing Will Muschamp back here has distracted you people enough that don't worry about the offense. It's just going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what people are worried about, your offensive line coach and your running backs. Do you have the right guys? Are you going to get the right guys in the portal? Can you get that fixed?
This reaction only happened because of the change of Pete Kwiatkowski, like you said. Like, if Texas brought in an offensive play caller, people wouldn't have been critical of Sark's decision. Now, they might have been critical of who he hired to be the offensive play caller, but I think, like, more, you know, the majority of Longhorn Nation would have been like, all right, like, this is a move that needs to be made to take the offense to the next level.
To let the coach be the coach, let him be the CEO and coach everything. And
exactly.
Everybody.
Exactly. Right. If you make a change at offensive line coach, I don't think anyone's super critical of getting rid of Kyle Flood. I think people might have been critical of who the hire was, but I don't think it's like, oh, no, we couldn't have done that. We shouldn't have gotten rid of that guy. He's done too good of a job. You had to keep him. PK is like the only coach on this staff to where it's like, well, you got rid of him? You seriously got rid of him? Now, yeah. Again, a lot of that is offset because Coach Boom, the guy you brought in, is an elite defensive mind. But the one coach on the staff that I think warranted the, oh, my God, I can't believe you really got rid of that guy, is the guy they got rid of.
Yeah, it's strange. That's a strange way to wake up to a Friday and figure out your defensive coordinator. I would think that was the safest of the guys on that staff.
Wake up to a Friday. Did you fall asleep at like 3 o'clock yesterday?
No. I mean, waking up and finding out that this dude is really actually gone and he is – And you're thinking that was one of the problems on your staff. I'm thinking, wow, really?
Right. Yeah. And again, just changing philosophy and getting the opportunity to bring somebody in from Kirby Smart's staff, I think was too good of a combination for.
Well, that's part of it too. That's hitting them where it hurts right there.
And there's a press conference down on campus later this morning. So we'll have plenty of sound on our afternoon shows. And obviously on this show on Monday, we'll replay some of what Steve Sarkisian had to say. But yeah, we'll obviously learn more about this decision, why it was made, and why Coach Boom was the hire here. I'm fascinated. I'm going to be locked in to that one more than I've been locked into a Sark press conference in a long, long time. But it's a bold move. And it's Sark just like a massive decision after not making the playoff. He's going all in on 2026. This is that type of bold, rash, confident move that he feels like can get his team over the top. He's not just sitting back and hoping that, okay, this group of things, this group of guys that I have is going to be enough. He's making a bold move. Again, time will tell if that boldness pays off. But
yeah, but he had to do something. We knew that.
Look what we got coming back.
The mail's got to be here. Everybody see that? Got control. Everybody just do your job.
Yeah, that's reaching the crescendo. That's bringing yourself up right there.
Hide your whiteboards. Hide your chalkboards. Hide your whiteboards. Anybody in Austin and the surrounding areas, be careful because Coach Boom is back in town.
That would crack the chalkboard. That thing would just be an all shatter right there.
I mean, that's just insane.
The mail's got to be here. Everybody see that? Got control. Everybody just do your job. You understand that?
Yeah, I got it, Coach.
And the guy's a lunatic. You know, we talked about the move from Chad Scott to Jabbar Jalouk. That one, a lot easier to explain and understand. But a big change in those guys is the personality, right? Chad Scott, more of a reserved guy, not as high energy, not as high motor, not as in your face. The guy that they brought in from Florida, Jabbar Jalouk, way more of that. Pete Kwiatkowski, same kind of thing. A little more reserved, not always in your face, not jumping up and down, not doing that kind of shit to whiteboards. We didn't see any of those videos in the last 5 years at Texas. Will Muschamp, that energy, motor, that type of next level over the top. So clearly that's something that Sark was looking to add a little bit more of.
Well, it's good when it works.
It's good when it works. Yeah, and it will have to work. People keep bringing up Will Muschamp's head coaching record. Yeah, thankfully he's not coming in here to be a head coach because things did not go super well for him at Florida and at South Carolina. But everywhere that this guy has been as a defensive coordinator or co-defensive coordinator, he's had success. Let's not forget, he was Nick Saban's DC at LSU when the Tigers won the national championship in 2003. And they had the number one scoring defense and total defense in the country.
Yeah, he's been pretty good when he was young. I mean, he's still young.
He's in his mid-50s. Yeah, compared to you, he's young, I guess. Oh. He's 54 years old. Well, that's 16 years younger than you, man.
That's true. I forget. I'm thinking like, that's not a big number. Well, hell yeah, it is.
That's a different stage of life that guy is in. But yeah, look, this is not a Dwayne Aquina thing from that standpoint, right? Coach Aquina is 69 and it's like, all right, maybe that guy's here for 2 or 3 years, ended up only being one. I don't think this is a rental situation for Coach Boom. And again, I just don't think the game has passed him by. I get that there's some concern with that, but he hasn't been away from the game. He's been coaching
around
in the SEC with an elite program these last 4 years. So it's not like he's just getting back in after a few years of sitting on his ass.
He's so excited being back here.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, he and his wife loved Austin when they were here. And he was one time the head coach in waiting at Texas. I don't think that's going to happen this time around. Obviously the coach in waiting for Mac Brown and ended up leaving to take the head coaching job at Florida. And who knows, that alternate universe, what it would have been if Mac stepped down and Coach Boom took over. But you know, that's one we don't know about and we never will know about, but Coach Boom is back. And yeah, man, I'm excited. Again, a lot of it is definitely nostalgia, but I just, the physical nature that he brings to the table and just how in tune and in lockstep his defenses seemingly are and always have been, like, I'm excited to see that back here on the 40.
Now that helps keep some of those possible guys that came in from the transfer portal last year staying now, I got to believe.
You know, that's, I wonder about that, right? You know, Leonga Lefau transferred, or he announced that he was going to transfer last week. Did he know that this was going to happen? And is that why he's like, yeah, I just don't think my style meshes with Coach Boom? Or it's just like, I don't want to be coached by that guy. I'd rather go somewhere else. Was that part of the decision? I don't know.
I don't think so.
You don't think he would make his decision off of that?
I just don't think he knew that was happening, probably.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. Or maybe his mind was made up. Maybe he just has a huge NIL offer waiting for him somewhere else, and it didn't matter who the coach was going to be. He was out the door either way.
Yeah.
But anytime a coaching change is made, head coach, assistant, position, whatever, you wonder how the current guys are going to react. And like, I think of Derek Williams Jr., Buck, who's reportedly going to enter the portal when it opens. That guy loved Blake Gideon. So if Blake Gideon comes back, again, that's not official right now, but if Blake Gideon returns to Austin, I think there's a very good chance Derek Williams Jr. is like, you know what? I'm not leaving. Like, I like this guy. I know he can coach me. I want to stay here and be a part of this thing. So some of it's, hey, our current guy is going to leave because the guy that has been coaching their side of the football is no longer on the staff, but there also might be a guy like that where it's, hey, I want to be a part of this thing instead of going somewhere else. And again, with recruiting, you know, you're doing this. Obviously, the 26 cycle is pretty much done. I know you have National Signing Day, too, but almost nobody signs in February these days.
Well, this guy will know what kind of linebackers he's looking for.
Right. But you got the whole transfer portal cycle, and you got basically the entire 2027 cycle to where Coach Boom can hit the ground running on that.
He knows how guys can run because he's been around Georgia, so he knows what he's looking for with guys rushing the edge and guys in the middle that can run.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think Texas – it's about to bring in more physicality. Also, I think at corner, too, I think Texas is going to look for a longer, more physical style of cornerback with Will Muschamp's defense. It's just kind of the guys he used to go after. And that's what Georgia has had, and that's what Ohio State has had.
Two teams
that have been problems for Texas. So, this is Steve Sarkisian wanting to be like them. And that should never upset you if he's making moves to try to be more like Georgia and Ohio State, because those are the premier programs in this sport.
Yeah, there's nothing with the hiring that hurts the guys that are here on the defensive line. Texas has some aggressive defensive linemen that would love to be coached by this dude.
I think so. And as of now, you know, Kenny Baker and Alan Clark, the two defensive line coaches, are still here and aren't going anywhere. And Sark shouldn't want to get rid of those guys. I don't think he will. And I don't think Will Muschamp will want to get rid of those guys either. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as long as those guys stay, I feel like you're going to be pretty good up front from that standpoint. You'll still see some more guys transfer between now and January 2nd.
Some of them just want to play at places.
Exactly. I don't know how much of it will be because of Will Muschamp being here instead of Pete Kwiatkowski. It'll probably be.
Yeah, some of them just find out can't play at this level and want to go somewhere else and play.
Yeah. Exactly. Same reason like most of the guys who have announced their intentions to enter the portal have entered the portal. They want to play. They want the opportunity to maybe make more money somewhere else. And that's how it goes. But it'll be interesting to see. Again, and that's with Will Muschamp coaching the bowl game, at least reportedly, guys will get the opportunity to see what he's all about in practice.
Remember those practices I told you about for bowl games? Boy, is that going to change?
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Intense. That dude's used to being in playoffs and national championship hunts. So his attitude at this bowl game may be a little bit different from the players.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to be ready to go. He's going to be amped up. I mean, this is his first time being a true defensive coordinator.
Oh, my goodness.
2015. Again, co-DC at Georgia 2022 and 2023. I was a head coach at South Carolina for part of that time, too. But
yeah, this is a little bit different, and this is going to be as I said, those guys that think they're going to be partying hard down at the bowl trip and then having to come to practice, look out.
Yeah, and Coach Boom's been hanging out with his family the last year or two. Ready to get out of the house and start to taking it out on some college kids.
He's going to have a mean on for sure.
He's 2 years of just not being able to basically haze kids. He's going to be ready to go. So, this game, I keep talking about the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. It's like, what do you expect? Michigan doesn't have its coach. Texas has like 7 starters opting out on defense. I'm trying to figure out what to make of this game. I now feel better about Texas's chances to win that game.
There's a lot to look at. That's
while also still saying I really have no idea who's going to win that game. But I do think because there's a new defensive coordinator here and those guys are going to be trying to impress their new boss, and the new coach is also kind of going to be trying to impress his new boss with Steve Sarkisian.
Sure.
I think Texas is going to care about the game a little bit more. But if they lose, I'm still going to say they didn't want to be there. I'm letting you know.
Well, that's an SEC thing, though.
Yeah, of course. Like, we're in the SEC now. This is what we get to do if we're in a non-playoff bowl game.
Now, did I see the kid from Nebraska is headed to Texas Tech? Brayola?
No. I mean, I did not see that. He's hitting the portal, but.
Sounds like he may be a texter.
I mean, I think people are probably making that joke because he copies Patrick Mahomes and everything that he does. And Patrick Mahomes obviously went to Tech.
Wow.
So I don't think Tech should want him. This isn't Tech of 10 years ago. This is Tech. They could get somebody better, and they're going to spend to get somebody better than that guy, I think. Now I wonder if Rayola is going to intentionally tear his ACL because Daddy Mahomes did. He's trying to be like Mahomes all the time. Does he have to do that now?
No, he don't have to do that.
No, I don't know.
That would be dumb.
He's an imposter. It's already dumb. All the stuff that he does is dumb. It's ridiculous. But if you want to be Patrick Mahomes, you got to do as Patrick Mahomes does.
Yeah, with their senior quarterback, I got a feeling they'd be looking at him, though.
Nah, he's not good enough.
You don't think he's a decent quarterback?
Well, I think he's a decent quarterback, but I don't think Tech wants decent anymore. I mean, Tech's, they just won the Big 12. They're a four seed in the playoff. Like, this is what they want their new normal to be. I'm like, Dylan Raiola is good enough to do those things. I think there's some better options out there for them that they're going to be more interested in. At least I would be if I was.
I'd be looking for the best I could get.
Yeah.
If I'm in the playoff and I'm running number four. Yeah. I'm definitely looking for the best, but I'm going to pass it. That guy's going to want more money than you can imagine.
Well, I think Tech has more money than any of us can imagine right now. The kid Sorsby from Cincinnati is a name that has kind of been, he's been linked to a bunch of places, but Texas Tech is one of those spots he's been linked to. Just much better numbers this year. And it's like he's a better player than Dylan Raiola is. So that's just one name. Maybe DJ Lagway, although I haven't heard anything about any back and forth interest between those two parties. But Tech's going to be going at the top. I just don't think Dylan Raiola is good enough for them. So we'll see. We will see. But all right, we'll take your thoughts. Coach Boom back in Austin. The Dakota text line 512-222-9328. Of course, the YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch live chats are rocking and rolling as well. More of your thoughts and takeaways from this move. We've got to get to the Bucks Gold Star locks of the weekend. Of course, the college football playoff getting started tonight. An interesting report involving Jaden Ball that I think Texas fans are going to want to hear. And plenty more to dive into. But before
now you're talking.
We start our hour number two. How about another round of sponsor shout outs?
Say hello to Jay and the gang over at Sue Patrick with the incredible selection of Texas Longhorn apparel, collectibles, accessories, and more. I had on my Longhorn shirt yesterday, my polo that we do the pregame shows in, and I got stopped with that. Where did you get that? How do I get it? Where do I get it? What sizes do they have? And I said to the fella, I said, sir, you look like a medium. He goes, no, I'm a large, but my son is a double X. You think they got him there at Sue Patrick? I said, for sure. They have all sizes at Sue Patrick for men and women, not just for your son. Hey, your daughter could get a nice polo too. They've got them in women's sizes also. Everything that you're looking for, that wide variety of men's and women's clothing, and they offer free shipping on online orders, $59 or more, free curbside pickup, of course, and plenty of parking space. And there's still plenty of time to pick up those gifts for Christmas, for the holiday season. You want to get those over there, whether it's ornaments, shirts, hats. They got tons of hats there because they got a whole new order of hats in there. And they also have jelly cats.
Yes, indeed.
A phenomenal jelly cats. You got to have those.
Absolutely.
I may have to pick up one on Monday for one of my granddaughters. Not for me, just for them, you know, because that's what I do. It's all about the kids right now. Got to take care of the kids. As I said, plenty of parking. And folks, go to SuePatrick.com for more information.
Yes.
And say hello to Sue. She'll be hanging out there.
Always. She's always good.
She'd love to talk with you folks.
Hanging out on the couch. She knows everything there is to know about anybody in this city.
Yeah, all the signs at El Arroyo. I brought the Texas Cheaters, one of those for their tree. I said, I know you guys probably don't put up a stick or something. You know, they don't have I used to have the Christmas lamp, which my wife made me get rid of. It's Festus for the rest of us, Festivus. So I had to get rid of that lamp when I moved to this house. That lamp was not coming this way.
The Festivus pole?
I had the Festivus lamp. It was a lamp. It was wonderful. It was a beauty. I put an angel on the top of it, some decorations on it. My wife said, it's not working here.
It's pretty anti-Semitic of your wife to do that to the folks who celebrate Festivus.
You know what she did? She does have a beautiful tree downstairs. She did a great job.
Well, that's good. She's promoting one religion, but she's not being very open about others. It's messed up.
She's very open. She's very open.
Mm-hmm.
And you know she's open. She's been to Israel. She's made that trip, and she's ready to go again.
Festivus ain't all in a Jewish holiday. Also, Israel is not a Jewish only thing. That's the holy land for your people too.
Yes, it is. No doubt about it. And do I need to make that trip someday?
You should.
I should.
It's pretty awesome.
Go to the real Bethlehem.
Go Go to the real Bethlehem.
I'm hoping that your Bethlehem is on that list.
My Bethlehem?
Yeah, my Bethlehem is on that list of places, Christmas cities.
We'll get to it towards the end of the show.
I need to know that it's one of them. I did see the Hallmark Channel, Christmas in Bethlehem, PA. I didn't see anything that I recognized there.
Oh, you think they filmed the movie somewhere else?
Colorado somewhere. Where it's that's what they did.
Usually how it works, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's great. I love Sue Patrick. Also love our friends out at Covert Bee Cave. If you are in the market for a newer pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, go see our great friends out at Covert Bee Cave. But don't just take our word for it. Take these guys and gals' words for it, too.
You see Covert everywhere. It's that personal level of just feeling like it's a personal family interaction.
The customer service, it's impeccable. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced buying a car.
Over the 30 years that I've been buying cars from them, I feel like I know them and they know me.
Covert's done an amazing job of making me feel valued. If you purchase a vehicle and you want to feel like you're part of a family, join the Covert family.
Come and experience it for yourself.
Covert, born and raised in Austin.
Yes, indeed. Love the Covert family. Shout out to them. Also, some love to our friends at SendTextTickets.com. Speaking of great holiday gifts, how about the gift of tickets? You know, take somebody to a concert. Take somebody to a comedy show, a Broadway show.
Game. Hey, you can get them. Take them to a basketball game.
Game, a bowl game, anything. Anything you want to take them to, you can get your tickets online at SendTextTickets.com. Super easy to use right there from your phone or your computer. Go to SendTextTickets.com. Get the tickets you want, and don't forget to use the promo code SENTEX10. It's 10% off any ticket purchase, and it's not a one-time thing either. 10% off any of your ticket purchases from our great friends at SENTEXTickets.com. Just use that promo code SENTEX10. Shop local. Shop SENTEX tickets.
Sweet.